Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter and it's Monday, which means our handsome friend Garrett Vogel joins us. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
You know really how to win me over on a Monday, Rob. You could have one of the, like, you know, you wake up and it's like, oh, it's Monday. But then you open up that link on a Zoom room and there you are with a big smile and the compliments galore. How can I not be not in a good mood?
Oh, that's why I'm so good at what I do. I make you feel very comfortable. And then you tell me everything. And then I tell everybody that. Terrible. Don't tell me. It annoys Bruce, my husband. He says I pop out of bed like a piece of toast. I pop up in the morning. The minute my eyes open, I'm on.
Like lightly crisp, right? I mean, like
lightly crisp.
We're not burnt, because if you were burnt, you would just be upset, right?
So
you're
that's
just
right. Like, be grumpy.
You're crisp enough just where you take it out and the butter melts right on the spot.
I'm going to melt today. Okay, let's jump into the show. We've got a really good one today. Some serious stuff today, but don't worry. It's the Naughty But Nice Show, so we're going to keep this happy, happy, happy. What time is it, my friends?
It is tea time.
So a real serious story at the top of the show. Katy Perry might have hinted that she knew the real truth about her ex, Russell Brand, years before the sexual abuse claims. Let me break this down. So Russell Brand has been accused of assaulting four women over a period of time. It's an explosive accusation that came out in London. The Sunday Times reported this. Four women have accused him of rape, sexual assault, and emotional abuse. The incidents allegedly took place between 2006 and 2013. Now, people are going back to an interview that Katy did after her divorce. Remember, she was married to him for not very long.
Yep.
A little more than a year, 14 months. She gave a really cryptic interview in 2013 with Vogue. And she seemed to reference the ongoing allegations against her ex that were sort of out there. They were not put together in a big report like the Sunday Times did, but I'd heard these rumours. And she said the following to the outlet, and now everybody is wondering what exactly did she mean. She said, I felt a lot of responsibility for it ending the marriage, but then I found out the real truth, which I can't necessarily disclose because I keep it locked in my safe for a rainy day. So Katie's implying in 2013, what's that, 10 years ago, that she knew the truth. She knew the truth, but she was keeping it under lock and key in case she needed to use it. Now, I spoke to my Katie sources last night and they said absolutely not. If she thought this was happening, if she knew about this, she would have spoken out. This isn't something that you keep on the back burner to use against somebody. This is not that they're a fan of a naff pop group or they, you know, don't put down the toilet seat. This is really, really serious, serious allegations. And had she known anything about this, I'm told she would have spoken out.
Oh, of course. I mean, and I think if we learned our lesson, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, speak up sooner and you don't support a friend, quote unquote, that is accused and found guilty of serious allegations. So in case this does go to court, I mean, at least Russell Brand has Ashton Kutcher on his side. To write him a nice letter. You know, and even that story, too. I mean, Ashton Kutcher had to step down from his sex trafficking
organization. Yeah.
Organization where he tries to help people. I mean, just so people. Do you see this a lot, Rob, where celebrities don't think, they just act?
Yes. Yes. And I see, too, that because of who they are and they're used to being told yes, that they don't shut up. Often I find when I was in crisis PR after a celebrity got themselves in a lot of trouble and they'd hire me or my company, I'd meet with them and one of the very first conversations were to shut up, to stop, to turn off your phone, turn off your social media, at least for 24 hours, and figure out here what is going on. Katie has to address this, I think, because this interview in Vogue, it wasn't just on a red carpet or a soundbite. She did a big interview with Vogue, and she said she knew something. She knows the real truth. What were you talking about?
So here's the interesting thing. Katie, 10 years ago, was still... she was 28 at the time, 27, 28. She was still that, like... I don't know how to say it, where she wasn't a kid, but she was still that playful at it. You know what I mean? Like, she can be like, oh, I know the dark secrets of Russell Brand. You know what I mean? In a joking manner. But now, obviously, it didn't age well.
It doesn't age. Yeah.
Even if she didn't mean it that way. So she will have some questions to answer. But
she's got some questions.
But I do think she just, like, in that joking manner, like, oh, I know his dark secrets.
Oh, absolutely. I asked her friends. I called like three people, really good sources, people that know Katie really well. Right. And they said, what she was talking about is that he snores, he farts.
Right,
he wasn't very nice to her. The truth was he was a bit of a rude guy. He didn't turn up on time. They had dates and he just wouldn't show up. He wouldn't call her to explain what he was doing. He disappeared for days at a time. Man. That's what she knew about him, which is really bad when you're married to somebody, when you love somebody. It's really bad. But I think that's the distinction they're making here. But we want to know what you have to think about all this. Katy Perry hinted that she knew, quote, the real truth about her ex Russell Brand years before the sexual abuse claims. Our question is, did she know? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back right here tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Garrett, what are you working on?
So I guess you can call these the co-parenters to look up to, right? So Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner, they were spotted together over the weekend in Los Angeles, I believe on Friday. And they were in a car. And, of course, people noticed that, oh, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner together. They share a daughter, you know. Right. And so I'm sure that there was a swap or a meeting about their daughter, you know, to kind of talk about something that's going on in their lives or checking to see if something's cool. Can they go on vacation or whatever? But it was amicable in the sense of sharing their child. And I think they do what a lot of people should be doing. They look out for their child's best interests.
Yes.
So by fighting or arguing, it doesn't look good first in the public because then, you know, we see those pictures and we just assume the worst. And so they were married, I believe, like they were married for 10 years. They got married back in 2005. Then they separated. And of course, everybody's moved on. You know, Jennifer Garner's with Jonathan Miller, who's a businessman. Mm-hmm. And of course, as we know, Ben Affleck back with Jennifer Lopez.
How can you forget?
And they're remarried. But you know, you like to see the fact that, you know, people do speak what they say. It's like, hey, we're in this for the kids. Because yes. I think that gets thrown up around a lot, especially when people announce they're getting divorced or breaking up. It's like, we're just looking out for the best interest of. But they're actually showing you. It's like, yes, no, this is about our kid.
Right. There was some affection in the car. We saw her put her head on his shoulder. They smiled at each other. There was some physical contact. But let me remind everybody, their daughter, Sarathina, was in the car too. Right. It wasn't like Ben and Jen Garner were driving and pulled over behind a Pizza Hut and made out. Like, they were not looking for a quiet spot.
So you're saying, Rob Schroeder, if you were to make out with someone, you would get in the car and go to a Pizza Hut.
That's where we'd go, Garrett. If I was going to
Olive Garden, okay? I want to feel like we're in Italy.
Where did you go when you were growing up to make out in the car? Where would you go?
It was more the woods, you know.
You'd go to the woods.
Because, like, the place you would go for the summer, like the pool, and there would be a whole, you know, big wooded area.
And you'd go in the woods, and that's where people making out.
Exactly.
People who were lucky enough to have cars, and a lot of my friends didn't, but they would drive to like a scenic area or somewhere like the Pizza Hut. I don't know. I was trying to think about this, but you're going to hear stories today that Jennifer Lopez is furious, that she's angry. It's not true. Their daughter was in the car. So even if I was going to make out with an ex, which I wouldn't, I certainly wouldn't be doing it if our daughter was sitting in the front seat. Like, Jennifer Garner was behind Sarathina. So right. Ben was driving, her daughter was in the front seat, and she was in the back seat. So she leant over to chat, to talk, and gently put her head on his shoulder. There's affection here, and I think you're really right, and I'd like to believe I'm the type of person that could do this. I like to believe they're still friends. After 10 years together, you don't have to hate each other when you break up. How are you, Garrett? Now, you're not a breakup type of guy.
No.
But if you fall out with somebody, Is it really aggressive for the rest of your life, or do you forgive, or where are you?
You really got to F me over, man. Ooh. You really screw me over, mm-hmm. you made the list. You're on the list.
It's a short list.
There's a short list of maybe about four people that you mentioned their name right now. I'll slam this laptop shut, and I'll start punching a wall.
So there is people. There are people.
Yeah, there are people, and they know who they are. And they will get theirs one day.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Big time. Okay. Let's move along. Hugh Jackman and his wife Deb have split. I saw these two about 2 months ago walking down the West Side Highway, and I stopped. I know Deb, and we had a little chat, and Hugh was there. It's really weird because I was talking to Deb, and to my left was Wolverine, like just standing there. And I was like, oh, hello. The Greatest Showman. Oh, I love that movie. And so they've broken up, and now there's lots of rumours that he's gay. It's not true. And they have spoken about this over the years. He sat down with 60 Minutes in Australia in 2013, and they asked him about the rumours, and he said, it's not me, and it's not the most interesting thing about a person anyway. He doesn't think that's the most interesting things, but he did say, I do get frustrated for Deb, because I see Deb go, oh, this is just crazy. Now, Deb has spoken out about it too, and she said sometimes it does bug her, and it's like saying Elton John is straight. I'm sure Elton would be pissed if you said that, because it's not true. They parted ways. They announced it on Friday. Sources tell me they broke up a couple of months ago. They're still friends. They're still talking. And I'm told there's no other person involved here. Not guys, not girls. Nobody else is involved. They grew apart.
They have kids too.
They have two kids. The kids are with her at the moment. He's moved out of the apartment. He's moved all the way downtown. There were some photographs of him out yesterday on a city bike. I'm told they're trying to still be friends, but it is tricky. Now, how long have you been married, Garrett?
10 years last June.
How do you stop becoming roommates? How do you remain husband and wife?
A lot of work. It's like you could easily fall into it. Like it's almost like you close your eyes one day and it's like, what the hell happened here? You know, it's almost like you got to be cognizant. You got to be aware.
Vigilant. Yeah, yeah, you got to be on it.
You got to put the work in, and not to. I don't think they didn't try to put in the work, but I do think over the last, let's just say, 5 years, Hugh Jackman has, I mean, Broadway every night, being Wolverine, going overseas to film a possible new movie with, you know, Ryan Reynolds. Like, they're in their mid-60s?
She's in her late 60s, 67, I believe. He's in his 50s. There's a 13-year age gap, and that's caused a lot of debate too. But let me once again talk out here on behalf of Deb. When they met, she was a star in Australia, and he was straight out of drama school. So when she met him, for the first many years, she paid all the bills. So everybody's like, oh, she married this multimillionaire. I was like, no. When they met, Deb was the star. Deb was the millionaire. It makes me sad after 27 years, but I do get it. It's really easy to lose the romance and forget that you're husband and wife and become roommates.
Do you think that just solely based off of age alone right now, not the difference, but she's 67, he's 54. They have two kids. I mean, and I think we've talked about this, you know, a lot. You only have one life and it's very short, and how much time?
That's part of it. She wants to be in love again. I'm told it was Deb that broke it up, that Deb ultimately was the one that said this wasn't working for her anymore. She wants to be in love. She wants to have somebody in her life that loves her.
It feels like a Tom Brady, Giselle type situation.
There's not anything bad here. We're getting to that age where we think about it. Okay, quickly before we get a break, Drew Barrymore, what's going on? She's finally made a big announcement.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, hey, I'm bringing the show back. This is my decision. I
own it.
And then on Friday, she posted another Instagram, this time upset, saying she listened to the people out there and that she is going to stop it. Which was interesting, though, because when she first posted it, she said the show was continuing, and then that got deleted. And then she posted another one and saying, no, her talk show is going to go on hiatus until the whole strike situation gets figured out.
Yeah, she had a lot of backlash. And I think this is all aimed at Drew because she set herself up early on, and we loved her for it, as being on the union side. Remember, she pulled out of hosting the MTV Awards. She would not host it because of the strikes. We were like, yes, Drew. And then she announced her show was coming back, and everyone was like, oh. And then she put out a tearful video crying, saying she can't make anybody happy. She doesn't know what to do. Rosie O'Donnell and Deborah Messing and lots of celebrities said, just don't do the show. Pause. What I want to take away from this is you can make mistakes. We're all human. Right. But you ultimately can listen and make the right decision. So I'm going to applaud Drew here. I'm not going to beat her up for finally getting, which I think is to the right place.
It's interesting where we are in the strike right now because, you know, there are each type of entertainment, there's a different division, you know, so like writers and actors, so that's the union that they're fighting for right now. But if you realize, Jerry O'Connell is also on The Talk. The Talk is not coming back because they're siding with the writer's strike. But Jerry O'Connell also hosts a game show called Pictionary, where game shows and
different contract.
It's a different contract. Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because of the strike, two of the biggest, you can argue, movie stars at the time don't have anything to film. So what did they do? John Cena and Dwayne The Rock Johnson have returned to wrestling where they are allowed to be on TV and not break any...
Right. It's a much more complicated, isn't it? And I think that's why people are still sort of learning so much. Hey, we've got to take a quick break to pay the bills, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter, my dear friend Garrett Virgil.
Yes.
Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls.
Here we are.
Thank you, darling. Last show, we talked about Caitlyn Jenner, who said that Kim Kardashian calculated fame from the very beginning.
Captain
Our question
Obvious.
Was not whether or not Caitlyn was right, because I think we all know that, and I actually admire her for it. I like ambition. Our question was, should a family member be talking about this? Like, Caitlyn did a documentary about a family member. Should Caitlyn be doing this? Let's have a look. Oh, or nutties. 60% say no. Do you know, Garrett, when you make it big, not if, when?
When?
Who in your family will be sitting down talking about you?
Yes. And,
Hudson. It'll be your son.
I'll pay off my kids very, very early in this process. But yeah, everybody else, I'll have to get on the phone and, hey, Mom, you need to tell Grandma to be quiet.
Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. I hope you're voting too, Grandma. You can go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, oh, I love this story.
Yes.
It's time for our nicest of
Here
the
we
day.
Are. All right. So now let me test you a little bit, Rob Shooter. Do you know who Travis Kelce is?
No, I do now because of the story you're about to do. But 24 hours ago, no idea.
So actually, yeah, he's a Super Bowl champion. He's won
it's
several.
Cute.
He was on SNL before the strike, mm-hmm. and he's you know kind of pop culturist. So the rumor was that, or the rumor still is that he's dating Taylor Swift, and with that, his team played this weekend down in Jacksonville. Do you think Taylor Swift was down in Jacksonville? No. She actually was out with one of her best friends, Blake Lively, for a little dinner. Oh. And they were pretty much they were at Zero Bond, which is a
fancy.
Very nice
fancy.
Restaurant.
I'm a member there. Can you believe that? I'll take you.
I pass by it.
I know. We'll take you there, Garrett. We'll have the Naughty But Nice Christmas party there.
Yes. Yeah, all four of us and some of the naughties. So earlier in the week too, Taylor Swift also was catching up with Selena Gomez in Rhode Island.
Love it.
So it's interesting. I love the story of even though if it's not true, just it feels like almost like a romance novel where Kelce literally put it on to social media. Hey, I wanted to go to the show because I love Taylor Swift, but I also wanted to give her one of the friendship bracelets. Now, we don't know if he actually did or didn't, but it started the waves. He was asked, I don't know if it's true. We're just having a lot of fun right now. But the way Travis Kelce's brother answered it live on TV, it does feel like Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are.
It does. Well, they were spotted. Update. They were spotted getting off a plane. Together, a private plane in Miami. Boom. Okay, our naughties of the day. Naughty. Carol Redwell is calling out Bethany Frankel for giving away used makeup. So Bethany went, to TJ Maxx, and she gave employees makeup that she had once owned as a gift. It was open. And somebody went on TikTok who was at TJ Maxx and said, Bethany's given away to employers her opened, once used makeup as a gift. Nobody wants your used makeup, lady. She is right. Bethany, you've got millions. If you want to give makeup away, make sure it's new. Ooh, and naughty's the day. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You're going to rob. Remember, every friend in your life, every single friend in your life used to be a stranger. When you see a stranger, that could be your new best friend. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Please do. We love you. We love you. And thank you for getting us back in the top 10 this weekend.
Means
we are grateful. And guess who arrives today in New York City? Prince William. We'll have all the news about that tomorrow. I might be seeing him a little later. Not one-on-one as a whole group, but I'll tell you about that. It's a tease. We're not going to Zero Bond. Okay, let's have our little ending, everybody. Are you ready? Clear your throats. You mean good voice, everybody? Okay, let's all sing along. If you're going to be naughty, you gotta be nice. Thank you, Garrett. Cheeky. Hip, hip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.